WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, yeah! Good morning.
All right.
736, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What's the worst thing or things you've done to your siblings?
He's up. I'm sorry, Siege.
God, all the stories you've told me, the fact that your brother hasn't murdered you.
You know.
And been totally fine, like on the tapes, like in court, be like, yeah, here's what he did to me, and this is why I murdered him. Yeah,
even the judge would be like,
this guy, he deserved it.
He deserved it.
You're free to go, CJ. You know? Get out of here. You know what? You did the world a favor.
Yeah, poor kid. You know? Good thing he's got a big heart.
That's right.
You know? Because he's bigger than I am. And yeah, if he wanted to, he could kick my ass.
He could take his revenge now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But he loves you and he knows you're old and frail.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to hurt you.
He's just waiting for the moment. I know. He's waiting for the moment.
I'll be honest. I was trying to think of, like, God, did I ever do anything? My brother and I never really, like, did, like, mean stuff to each other. It's not like we planned, we orchestrated things. So we grew up on a farm, so we were always together, especially in the summertime, everything like that. But we would fight. Like, I mean, and we would.
Yeah.
Dad had a rule, no hitting in the face.
Yeah.
But that was the only way. Everything else. And my brother is 5 foot. God, he's got to be five. I'm 5'8 when I'm feeling tall. I think he's like 5'11. Maybe 5'10, 5'11. He was also, you know, in high school, he was like 5'11, 215 pounds of just, he's a big guy.
Of 250 pounds of Wisconsin.
Love Wisconsin. He was a lineman. He was the center. I was the quarterback. Mm-hmm. So he was a big guy. And so if he ever got a hold of me, I was dead. Like, that was when it was like game over. So usually what I would do is, and then I'd run away. I was quick enough that I could get a good shot and then take off. So that was probably the worst stuff I would do is I would just, you know, we'd get agitated at each other. I'd pop him one and then I'd run.
Take off, run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, CJ and I, we'd get into it. We'd fight, same thing. No hit in the face. But we'd get it.
Just wrestle hard. My poor mom, she couldn't stop it.
I think I told this story once maybe on the radio of my mom and I scaring my brother one time. He was at home by himself. He was a young little guy.
Yep.
And, we started scratching on the windows and taking the rake from the outside and rubbing the siding with it. And about a half hour into it, we're like, all right, let's go. Let's go in there. He's probably, you know, petrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was. He was underneath the couch with a kitchen knife on the phone with the cops. No.
So even your mom got in on it.
Yeah, even my mom. She was like, CJ.
I'm sorry.
You know, like, good job.
And now he can't sleep without a light on. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hasn't slept yet.
He's got his Toy Story nightlight on because you guys are terrible. We got some great comments on Facebook here. Carrie, I like this one. Back in my day, my brother and I were fighting over the phone back when they had cords. He yelled at me to give him the phone, so I did. I let it go. The handset knocked his two front teeth out. All right, here. Thwap. That must have been, I will say, I'm impressed with the cord fortitude. Because after a while, the cords would get so stretched out. I mean, they wouldn't do anything.
You remember Mom always had that, like, 80-foot cord, too?
Oh, yeah.
She could go to the basement on that phone if she wanted. You know?
It's so funny, dude. Just a cord going around the house.
Yeah.
It's going around the house.
Yeah.
And just getting wrapped around itself.
Yeah, and your mom would be on the phone for hours.
And there was always that one point of the cord that got bent the wrong way somehow, and it never went back.
Yeah, could you figure that out?
No, I don't understand it.
You can't.
Somehow it got switched.
You know?
And then that was done. Might as well throw the cord out.
God forbid you got that thing tangled a little
bit. Why didn't parents ever go buy a new cord? Never.
I don't know.
I'm sure they could have went to any store and bought a cord, a new stretchy cord. They never did.
It was that classic tan cord.
Yeah.
You know?
Bright red phone, tan cord.
Why did things in the 70s look so terrible?
It just did.
The color scheme, everything.
It's because we were beating the hell out of it.
Let's paint my house green. That seems like a good idea, doesn't
olive.
It?
It was olive.
Jeez.
It was real big in the 70s. I like Laura's. When we were young, I would dress my brother up as a girl, a wig, polka dotted dress, etc. Send him out to the neighbor's house.
You know, what is the sister's infatuation with dressing the little brother up?
It's hilarious.
You know?
It's hilarious.
We're going to dress you up.
Oh, man.
Put the makeup on you.
My husband's sister was watching. This is from Michelle. My husband's sister was watching a scary movie when they were younger. So he tied her door shut and turned the power off. But not before he slid a note under her door saying one, two Freddy's were coming for you. Oh, one, two Freddy's coming for you. Woo!
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Freddy either as
a
child.
That's a good way to give your sibling a heart attack.
3, 4, better lock the door, Brock. Oh. 5, 6, bring your crucifix.
I thought it was pick up sticks. No, I was way off. I wouldn't do well with Freddy.
7, 8, stay up late.
9, 10. Dead.
Never sleep again.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, we're dead.
Oh, I didn't know that. Why would you do that?
I'm sorry.
We're not even siblings, you bastard.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, wake up, sluts.
Jeez, man.
That was a good one. That was a good one. That one came from deep.
That was good.
7:48, Brock Hunter.
We're going to do on Monday.
Good morning. All right, we're talking about being mean to our siblings because, you know, that's fun. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Fighting.
Yeah, fighting.
You know?
It's what makes you siblings, though. Sometimes,
go, ninja,
though,
go, ninja, go.
Sometimes siblings can be horrible. And you don't think about it as a kid. You know, you're like, ah, this is going to be funny. But you could do lasting damage. There's some good Lord. I like this one. This was from, where is it? Right here. Greg. I hid under my brother's bed when he was about 5. I grabbed his ankles as he was getting into bed, roared like a monster, and tried to drag him under the bed. Oh, my God.
Nice.
I bet he still checks under his bed every night. I bet he does, too. Good God, Greg.
Psycho.
Could you imagine that being a 5-year-old and your older sibling grabs you by the ankles? Every kid is terrified of monsters under the bed. Mm-hmm. And Greg made it come to life. Jeez. Oh, God. Jenna says, my brother and my friend locked me in a dark closet. When I got out, I ran down the stairs and out the front door that was made of all glass. I slammed into it, not knowing my brother was behind me. He ran right into the shattering glass everywhere.
Yeah, that's... could potentially be a very serious situation.
Yeah, he got cut up so bad he nearly died.
Oh, so he did.
He didn't die, but he got cut up. Yeah.
But he did cut himself
up.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that, folks. I've seen that a few times.
Good God.
I had a buddy put his hand through a, what are they called?
I think my brother did that, too. Like a plate glass window?
A plate glass window, like the big, like living room window.
Yeah.
He threw his hand through it, dude, and literally cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, from his elbow down.
It'll get you. But who's at fault here? The brother for locking Jenna in a dark closet or Jenna for running through the glass door? I think it's the brother's fault.
Yeah.
The brother and the friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
You ever seen any of those videos where they, like, scare somebody and they, like, get really scared and run out the front door and boom, get hit by a car?
Oh, yeah.
Ah,
it's hilarious.
It's not funny. There's nothing funny about that. You know what? You're a psycho.
Yeah. Amy said, my sister gave the police my social security number. I was a pest as a kid, and I would hit her and run, and my mother says, and told my mother she was trying to kill me. Let's see. I gave my sister the police. What? What would that do if you gave them the social security number? Unless you said, hey, they're a terrorist.
Yeah.
That'd be bad.
Got a bomb.
Don't do that. Good Lord.
So for me, it was me versus my brother and my cousin.
Yeah.
So my brother and my cousin were like the same age, and they'd team up. That's right about the time Home Alone came out, too.
Yeah.
So it was just a fighting match, man. Whatever we could do to each other. And they would always try to get me in trouble. So they would like do something. You know, to piss the parents off, break something, and they blame it on me.
That's smart.
Then I would get in trouble because I was the older one.
Yeah.
You know what? I was always getting in trouble, man.
But a lot of it was self-inflicted, Hunter.
I mean, it was. I mean, I'm not saying I was an angel.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those little devils had something to do with it as well. They would love it when I'd get in trouble.
That is hilarious.
Yes, we got him.
Yeah, we got him. We got the big, mean, older brother slash cousin.
You know?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. No, everything I've heard about you, you deserved every bit of it. Every bit of it. And if I was there, I would have helped CJ out.
Damn you guys.
Rock 107. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:59. Talking about being terrible siblings.
Ow. Quit hitting me, Brock. Ow.
I'm not even touching you.
Come on, stop. Ow.
So I just told Brock a story off air. It just came to my
That's
brain.
That's hilarious. It's fantastic.
So it was me versus my cousin and my little brother when we were little. I mean, they would team up, and I was the older brother. Whatever we could do to get each other in trouble. Yeah. You know, every day was a competition. So we'd all be in the back of my great aunt's Cadillac, because every grandma and great aunt had a Cadillac.
And one of them did, yeah.
Yeah. So we're in the back, and they would always CJ and Andrew, my cousin and my brother, we'd all be in the back seat, and they'd start hitting each other and hitting themselves. Oh, ow, Hunter, stop. And she would be in the front driving, Hunter, would you stop? She, you know, the classic reach behind, like she's trying to slap me. I'm not doing it. Hey, my hands up. Look, my hands.
And she's not going to believe that they're hitting themselves.
No, she didn't believe it. I would never get toys. So she would take us to Walmart to get some toys. I'd never get one.
You wouldn't get one. You know what, Hunter? If you weren't so bad every other time,
yeah,
she would believe you.
It's like the boy who cried wolf, you know?
I can see your brother and Andrew. Oh, there is something about
fantastic actors back then, too.
I give a lot of parents credit because there is something about being in a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it before with my niece and nephews. And getting kids in a tight, cramped quarter like that, they can't move around. They're buckled in.
Oh, dude.
It's insanity.
It's chaos.
And I don't know. Like,
they used to kick the back of her seat so hard. She's trying to drive, you know? It's a miracle she didn't yank the car off the road.
We would have to, if Logan and I would start horsing around too much. And that's the other, I mean, we would just, oh my God, throwing stuff. And then it would come to a point where we'd either have to assume the position. That's where we had to sit with our arms crossed. And we could not move.
Yeah.
My dad would just, hey, assume the position.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Or it gets bad enough, we had to put our hands up over the seats, and he would just...
Smack your hand. Oh, yeah.
Oh!
You know what? I think people should still do it.
Oh,
look,
dude.
Look how we turned out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Terrified of packed seats.
Remember, we're not the best examples,
No.
But our generation.
Man. Yeah, that's right.
You know?
We shape up. I eventually learned.
What do you... Yeah, I mean, discipline. You get to discipline your kids a little bit?
Yeah. I'm going to beat the hell out of them.
Right in public.
Hey... Get in the car. We're going to the mall. I'm going to kick your ass. Yeah, no. That's it. Public beating. Here it comes.
Yeah.
I'm joking, of course. I'll do it in private.
We're joking.
I'll do it with a bag of oranges so it doesn't leave bruises.
Jeez, man.
That's the old Bing Crosby trick.
My mom used to have to pick her willow branch.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. My grandma had a huge willow tree.
That wraps around you, too.
Yeah, and she would go out and get one. She'd be like, nope, that's not long enough.
That's not
good enough. Go back out.
You should go back out.
God,
you know what? Man. Now it needs to be even bigger.
You know? Yeah, I'll up one.
Yeah, but guess what? Your mom was always nice to CJ, wasn't she?
She was. Yeah.
Maybe she should have beat you with a willow stick. You would have been nice to your brother.
My cousin.
Jeez, be nice to your brother.
My cousins used to get the vacuum cord.
Ooh.
Dude, the vacuum
was it
cord.
One of the retractable ones? So once you were done beating them, you just let it run up,
let it go,
and put it back.
Dude, the sound just imagine. And that was okay back then. That was a common tool to use. It was the spoon, the belt, the vacuum cord. The vacuum cord might have been a little extreme.
Yeah,
but it worked.
See, I think hands are worse because it's because the you want to feel the contact.
Yeah. Did you get the slap? Did you get the slap? No, were they big? Were they wham, wham, wham? Or was it ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta?
It was a few good ones. And I'll be honest, I learned right away. I didn't like getting spanked.
Me neither.
So I stopped horsing around.
Absolutely.
Stopped horsing around. Yep. Yep.
You know?
You learn.
What's going on? Why are people so beat up about that nowadays? Come on. We took it.
Yeah. And I learned.
Fine.
And see, it was better, too, because I learned not to horse around. Because after the first couple times, you're like, that sucks. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Or a slap on the back of the head. God, make your eyes go cross.
Yeah. And Dad, he wouldn't, like, spank us or anything, but he'd take his finger. My dad, you know, a mechanic.
Yeah,
his index finger is the size of, like, a brat.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd just point his finger.
So your mom's so happy.
Jeez, dude. See, I knew it was coming. No pun intended. So... I can't even finish my story.
I wouldn't.
All I'm thinking about is my parents. Oh, just go.